From sprains to fractures, get expert care quickly at the University of Kansas Health System. Walk-in orthopedic care is open weekdays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 2, at I-435 and Null. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/orthopedics.
Well, hello and welcome once again to the Garmin-Kansas City Marathon Monthly Podcast here on 810WHB.com. I'm Race Director Dave Borchert. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have a big show coming up for you today. Coming up next segment, we'll talk to Lee Foskey. He is the director for GEICO here in Kansas City for their corporate offices. GEICO has come on board this year as the presenting sponsor for the Garmin-Kansas City Half Marathon. So the half marathon distance, which is our biggest, most popular distance of the race. Usually a little over 50% of the runners take part in the half marathon. And Lee from GEICO will be joining us next segment to talk about GEICO, what they've been doing to adapt during the COVID-19 pandemic, talk about why they were interested in coming on board as a partner for the Garmin-Kansas City Marathon. And also, I want to talk to Lee about hiring, because even despite the current situations, they are hiring a ton here in Kansas City. So I just wanted to let people know about the career opportunities for GEICO here in the KC metro area. Also coming up later in the show, we'll talk to one of my good friends, Tori Fugate from KC Pep Project. She is the Chief Communications Officer, KC Pep Project, the official charity partner of the 2020 Garmin-Kansas City Marathon. You have a chance to donate to KC Pep Project while you're registering for the race during our online registration system. And they've had huge news recently as they've been contracted to now run animal control services for the city of Kansas City, Missouri. We'll talk to Tori about that as well as her running exploit. She's a pretty big runner as well. So we'll talk to Tori later in the show. Also coming up at the end of the show, we'll let you know about our upcoming community group runs that we'll be attending. Those obviously look a little different right now during the current COVID-19 outbreak, but group runs are starting again, socially distanced, sanitary, and all those great safety guidelines in place. But those are still going on if you want to find some people to run with, especially during the long runs where it stinks to try to run 10, 15, 20 miles by yourself. We'll be out and about in the community in the weeks and months leading up to the race on October 17th, and we'll let you know about some of those we'll be hitting up later in the show. I just wanted to start with a brief update as we're sitting here at the end of July as I record this, and we are still working towards making the Garmin-Kansas City Marathon happen as a physical event on Saturday, October 17th. Obviously, the COVID-19 situation means the race would not really feel and look exactly like it does in a normal year. For example, there'll be lots of safety guidelines put in place. We've been working with the city of Kansas City, Missouri, the city of Kansas City, Missouri Health Department, figuring out how can we make this race safe. And we're going to be excited to announce those safety guidelines here in the coming weeks. So stay tuned for that. But, it's all the things you've heard about. There'll be a component of masks being worn. There'll be social distancing. You won't see a wave of 9,000 people starting the race at one time like you would see in a normal year. But, you're talking about smaller waves of people spread out to ensure social distancing, people wearing masks when they're not running. So before the race, after the race, we're looking at all sorts of expo options, including outdoor expo. It's much safer outdoors than indoors. The stats would say you're 20 times less likely to contract COVID-19 outside. So we're looking at all those options and still a lot more details to be announced. But just wanted to let everybody know we are still planning on trying to host a physical event, and we're hoping to announce our safety guidelines that we've been working on with the KCMO Health Department here in the very near future. So stay tuned for that as the Garmin-Kansas City Marathon still working ahead to make a safe, very safe version of the race in person on Saturday, October 17th. There will still be a virtual option as well, though. We certainly know some people will not feel comfortable attending an in-person event in the current situation, even with the robust safety guidelines we're talking about. So if that's the situation and you're sitting here thinking, man, that all sounds good, but I still don't know if I'd feel comfortable going, we will still have a virtual option if you want to be able to earn this year's awesome finisher medal and your 2020 Garmin-Kansas City Marathon shirt. So stay tuned for that as well. But just know we're working on all these things. We are trying to make the race happen. But obviously it needs to happen in a safe fashion. So that's what we're working towards, and more details to come on that soon. All right, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll get started with our interviews for this month's podcast. Coming up next, Lee Foskey, director for GEICO's Kansas City offices, and coming up later in the show, Tori Fugate, chief communications officer with KC Pep Project. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to the Garmin Kansas City Marathon monthly podcast here on 810WHB.com. Welcome back. You're listening to the Garmin Kansas City Marathon monthly podcast here on 810WHB.com. I'm race director Dave Borchert. Thanks so much for tuning in. And joining me now is Lee Foskey. He's the director for GEICO's Kansas City office and also a guy who's gotten a lot into running here, kind of out of the blue the last couple months. We'll talk about that with him later during the interview, but we wanted to have him on because GEICO has come on board as a huge sponsor of the 2020 Garmin Kansas City Marathon. They are the presenting sponsor of the half marathon distance, and we're excited to have them on board. GEICO, obviously, a huge brand in the sports industry. You see their commercials all the time, as well as in the running industry. And Lee, thank you very much for your time. And I guess we'll just start with kind of the big topic. Obviously, everyone's life has been changed the last couple months with the coronavirus outbreak that started in March. How have you and your family been hanging in there the last couple months?
Well, first and foremost, thank you for having us on. You know, it's been a different time for us because typically when you think about your average day, you get up, you get ready, you go to work. Well, like most businesses, we went to a work-from-home environment. So it's been kind of bittersweet. We're all healthy. We're doing well. And I've enjoyed the last couple of months because I've been home with my family. And, you know, we were able to spend more time together. But I miss the associates. I miss the people we had in the Lenex office. But I'm doing well. Family's doing well. We're doing pretty much like everybody else. We're trying to get by in this new environment we have with COVID. But overall, I've been doing very well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, no problem at all. And I think, yeah, definitely the same here and all our listeners, just doing the best we can to get a sense of normalcy. And as we are working towards the Garmin Kansas City Marathon, half marathon presented by GEICO, Saturday, October 17th. As we mentioned earlier in the podcast, we are still working to make this happen as an in-person event with tons of safety measures in place, including masks before the race, masks after the race, social distancing, among other things, and more details to come on that here in the next couple weeks. But let's talk about GEICO specifically, and obviously coming on board, you guys are now the presenting sponsor for the half marathon distance. It's the Garmin Kansas City half marathon presented by GEICO. What made your organization want to get involved in this year's race in such a big level?
Well, so when we came to Kansas City, we really tried to get a feel for what we wanted to be a part of. And when we looked at the marathon last year as a whole, we were really blown away by the event. I mean, you could really tell that the Kansas City Sports Commission and Foundation did a good job with it. It was a good event. And I don't really mean that from just the advertising itself as being a sponsor, but you could really tell that the people that were involved, whether it was the sponsors, the vendors, the participants, there was a lot of pride. You could tell that the city itself took it very seriously. There was a lot of pride with the event. So when we went into 2020 and we were trying to think through, you know, how do we get our name out there as we were a growing company here in Kansas City? How do we get the name out there? And how do we sponsor something that could really, really put us forward with people knowing we're here? The marathon was one of the first things we looked at, and it was really because of those reasons. It was because it was a great event when we looked at it last year, and just the pride that everybody had around the event, we wanted to be a part of it for 2020.
That's awesome, and I know you're relatively new to Kansas City, but I'm sure you've already seen Kansas City is one of those cities. Everybody's got the Heart KC shirts. There is a lot of civic pride here, and this being the biggest race in town and having the city name in the title, I think you're right. There is a lot of pride around the Garmin Kansas City Marathon. You mentioned GEICO having the office in Lenexa. Maybe you can just tell the people a little bit about GEICO's presence here in Kansas City and how that's developed. You mentioned GEICO, a growing company here locally. What's that look like for you guys here in KC over the last year or two?
Yeah, so we started in August of 2018. we basically did an announcement. We said we wanted to have a corporate office here. And one of the reasons we wanted to do that was when we looked at the city, when we looked at the demographics of the city, and we looked at the type of associate we could have here, Kansas City really stood out to us. So we started in August of 18 with one class. There was around 15 people in the class. And if you fast forward to now, we currently have over 300 associates. We're currently still hiring. And over the next couple of years, we have no thought of slowing down either, because we're still growing via policyholders. We still need people to help with both sales, service, and claims here. And we really feel Kansas City could be a major corporate region for us. And our corporate regions typically have between 1,000 to 2,500 associates. So we plan to be in Kansas City for a long time. We love the community. We, like as I said before, we love the type of associates we have here and that we're getting here. And it's just great for the GEICO family that we're here.
That's great, and especially during the challenging times where a lot of people may be struggling to make ends meet, maybe they've been furloughed or laid off. It's great to hear that you all are hiring and hiring here in Kansas City. So if people want to find out more about the career opportunities that GEICO has locally, how can they do that? And then you also mentioned kind of the demographics in Kansas City. What kind of people is GEICO looking to hire?
The easiest way to apply for us would be to go to geico.com/careers, and then it'll show on there the different locations for GEICO, because we have different offices set up across the U.S. If you click on Kansas City, it'll show you a bunch of different options. It'll show you the jobs that we have currently open here in the Kansas City market. It will also show you other things such as salary, what type of benefits you get working at GEICO. So there's a lot of information there that you can go in and take a look at. I mean, as for the type of associate that we look for, we really don't have a type that we're looking for. We're just looking for people to come in who want a career and not just a job. We operate as a family. So when you think about GEICO, I want you to think about the opportunities that we give people straight in the door. And I'm a good example of that. So I grew up on a small farm in the middle of Georgia. I applied to GEICO back in 2003. Honestly thought I would be at GEICO for a couple years, so I figured out whatever I wanted to do. And I fell in love with the company. And I worked my way up through the company. GEICO paid for my college degree. I'm 39 years old. I got my college degree at 35. GEICO paid for it. And I started as a normal sales agent straight in the door, and I've worked my way up to be a director. And we have those stories across the entire U.S. And it just goes back to, we're looking for people who want a career, not just a job. We're looking for people who want to come in, work hard, and enjoy the great benefits that we have. And anyone we hire, no matter what level they start in, can work their way up to be my level, and we have all those benefits for them along the way.
That's awesome. And again, check it out, geico.com/careers, and you can check out the opportunities as GEICO is expanding here in Kansas City and looking to hire good people here locally. We're speaking to Lee Foskey. He's the director for GEICO's Kansas City office. And I don't know if it's fair, Lee, to say that you hated running 6 months ago, but you definitely weren't a runner 6 months ago. But I know we were talking a little bit before the interview here. You're a pretty serious runner now. Maybe tell us how this transition has gone for you as someone that, you know, if I would have talked to you a year ago, you probably would have laughed at me for being a runner. And now it seems like you're part of the crew.
Oh, man, a year ago, I would have said, you are crazy to get up every morning and just go run. Like, you should be sleeping, you should be eating breakfast instead of running. So when we decided to be the sponsor, my team came to me and they said, okay, well, if we're going to sponsor, you have to run. And I said, nah, I'm not going to do that. You're not going to find me running. At the time, I was 280, 285 pounds. And I said, you're not going to get me out there. There's no way. And they're like, no, you're going to run the half marathon. So finally in May, I said, okay, well, if I'm going to run the half marathon, I guess I need to start running and preparing for it. So one day I just got an old pair of shoes I had and started pounding the pavement. And I'm going to tell you, I was what I would consider a hot mess the first run. I didn't get very far. I think I got half a mile. Well, that was in early May. And now, as we see here in July, I have become completely addicted. I'm going to run, after I run tomorrow morning, I will run 100 miles in the month of July, which is the most mileage I've ever ran my entire life. I've lost 40 pounds. My average heart rate is down more than 10 beats per minute. And I've just become completely addicted. And as I was telling you prior to the interview, I have a feeling now if I wake up in the morning and I don't go run, because maybe I'm running in the afternoon, I start getting an itch and a little twitch. And I've also started telling everybody else, hey, you've got to do this. You've got to get out and you've got to start running. Like, it doesn't cost you anything. You have a little bit of startup cost in the pair of shoes and maybe shorts or a shirt. But then once you get out there, the benefits outweigh the cost so much. But yeah, I've become completely addicted, and I really enjoy it. I can't wait. This will actually be, whenever we run in the race, the first professional race event I've ever done. So I've never gone and ran in a 5K or anything like that. So it's kind of weird thinking of the first time I ever run a race and we'll get a medal and things like that. Will be a half marathon, because I never envisioned that I would be doing that. So I'm excited.
That's awesome. Well, and like you said, it's one of those things that I try to tell people all the time. If you don't have a serious medical issue, if you don't have, you know, a knee you blew out playing high school football, something like that, if you're a relatively healthy person and you can walk around pretty pain-free, I think most people in that situation can get into running, and they may say, I hate running or I can't run. But I mean, you're a great example of someone who's, you know, been a good athlete during your life, but someone who never liked running. And I'll tell you what, the runner's high is a real thing, isn't it?
I agree 100%. As soon as I'm done, you know, once I catch my breath, it's like, oh man, I feel so great. And really and truly, I like to run in the morning because you start your day with something tough, but you accomplish it, then you get the runner's high, and the rest of the day typically is great.
So I'm sure you've probably heard this, but you're from the South, so you're used to hot weather. Training here in Kansas City in the summer still isn't the most enjoyable thing. Even if you go at 6 a.m., it can be sort of hot and muggy. But I'll tell you that what you can look forward to is you get the payoff when you get to October, and it's more like 50 degrees the morning of the race, and you've been training in 70, 75, 80 degrees, whatever that looks like, and you just feel like you can run forever. So you may have already heard that from some people, but that's one of the big perks about training in the summer. It's not always the most fun, but when you get that cool fall weather on race day, you're going to love it.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Well, cool, Lee. Well, we're proud of you, man. Like, I'm just getting to know you, but I think it's awesome how you've lost that much weight and you're seriously into running now. So that's awesome. And do you have any closing thoughts as we kind of wrap up? Again, we'll remind people, Garmin, the presenting sponsor for the Geico, the presenting sponsor for the Garmin Kansas City Half Marathon for 2020. And again, Geico hiring a lot in Kansas City. So go to geico.com/careers. Anything else you'd want to share with the listeners as we start to get ready for the race this fall?
Yeah, I think the only thing I would like to say is when you think about Geico as a company outside of some of the hiring we're doing here, we really have a couple of things that we always want to do. We always want to support our customers, our employees, and our community. So when COVID happened, you know, Geico did the Geico Give Back, where we basically did $2.5 billion in credits to our 18 million plus policyholders. When you think about our employees, we were able to go in and take a 40,000 plus workforce who is not set up to work from home, and within 2 weeks move all of those associates to be able to work from home so that no one would have to worry about money or anything during this time. And then we wanted to take care of our community. So we've done some donations to the Kansas City community where we've helped people who are not as lucky as us who were able to work from home. So I just want everyone to know we're proud to be in Kansas City. We're looking to grow in Kansas City, and we will always do what we can to take care of our employees, our customers, and the community.
That's awesome. Well, we're glad to have you in the Kansas City community. We know it's only been about 2 years now, but Geico's already making a big impact. So thank you for that. And thank you very much for coming on board as the presenting sponsor of the half marathon this year. We're excited to have Geico involved.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
All right, thanks for your time. That's Lee Foskey, director for GEICO's Kansas City office. Again, if you want to check out their career opportunities, they are hiring and look to continue hiring for the foreseeable future. GEICO.com/careers. All right, we'll take a timeout. When we'll come back, we'll talk to Tori Fugate with KC Pep Project. She's a pretty big runner as well. She's also looking to do the half marathon on October 17th. And we'll find out the latest and greatest with KC Pep Project, our great charity partner for the 2020 Garmin Kansas City Marathon. That's coming up next. We'll take a quick timeout. And you're listening to the Garmin Kansas City Marathon Monthly Podcast here on 810WHB.com. Welcome back to the Garmin Kansas City Marathon Monthly Podcast here on 810WHB.com. I'm race director Dave Borchardt, and joining me now, one of my good friends, Tori Fugate from KC Pep Project. She's the chief communications officer over there. And Tori, how you been doing?
I'm busy. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Doing fine. All things considered, you know, during these unusual times, I think if we can, you know, be healthy and be employed. And I know for you and I, running's a big part of our life in terms of a hobby. And I feel like I'd be kind of lost without running, to be honest. It's been one of those things that's made me feel somewhat normal in terms of, you know, staying in that routine and really helping blow off some steam and, you know, helping my mental health a lot. So I'm thankful every day that I can be able to keep running during this.
Yeah, same here. I decided kind of last minute that I would go ahead and still do the Hospital Hill virtual half. And so I ran a ton of miles in May, just getting ready for that. And it was kind of nice to be able to pick my own course. I didn't pick one as hard as what I would normally have ran in that race. But with this heat, it's been a challenge, but still trying to get out there because you're right, it's so good just to burn off that energy.
Well, that's an interesting thing too, because, you know, runners generally, everybody likes running in the spring when it's nice, or running in the fall when it's nice. But I think runners kind of fall into one of two categories. You're either a cold weather runner and, you know, you don't mind the winter so much, or you're a hot weather runner and you could go out at 3 p.m. here in July and be totally fine. And, you know, of course, when the seasons get there, I would normally complain a little bit about both. But man, it is tough to get motivated to go out, you know, anytime after about 8 a.m. in the summer, just because, like, you walk out your door and you're dripping sweat immediately. So I think I lean towards being a little bit more of a winter runner, as long as it's, you know, above 10 to 15 degrees. How about you? What would you prefer to train in? Are you okay with the cold, or do you like the heat better, or what do you do?
I'm okay in cold weather typically. I'm the type of person, I have to get my running in the morning. If I don't, I can't run in the afternoon. Like, my work day is just so crazy, and by the time it gets to be about 5 o'clock, I'm just like, I'm so burnt, you know, all my energy is just spent. So if I don't get out and run right now before like 7 a.m., it's just not happening for the day. But it's been a challenge this summer with just, you know, everything is, you know, really busy. And but it's awesome in my neighborhood. I love, like, seeing so many people out running and walking, like, throughout this whole thing. I've just seen so many more people than I typically do. So I think overall it's been, like, a really healthy thing for a lot of people just to get out and go for a walk.
Yeah, totally. And, yeah, I agree. I've seen people that I've lived in our neighborhood with for 10 years that I've never seen exercise once out biking and walking. And I know, you know, if you want to buy a bike right now, it's hard to get one because so many people have either tuned up their bike, they haven't ridden in 10 or 15 years, or they purchased a new bike. So I agree with you. I mean, obviously, it's been a very stressful few months with COVID-19, but long term, I think it could be a really good thing for our society. I mean, people are kind of getting back to the basics and really prioritizing time outdoors, health and wellness. And, you know, really, all the stats say you're 20 times less likely to catch the virus outside. So being outdoors is, you know, pretty darn safe as long as you're being smart about it and staying spread out from other people and, you know, not going on super busy trails or sidewalks or whatever. So there's a lot of benefits. And for sure, like we talked about with the mental health, being able to do that has been a big deal. And I'll just remind people, I know we're kind of talking about how tough it is to train during the summer. If you can do it and kind of push through, you do get those benefits in the fall, because if you're, you know, training in this heat, and then it comes October 17th, the morning of the Garmin Kansas City Marathon, and it's 45 degrees, you kind of feel like you can run all day. So even though there are some negatives with the summer training, if you can get through it and get to the fall, you can get those big benefits on race day. And there's nothing like that feeling of nice, cool morning after you've trained through the summer and you just feel like you can run all day.
Absolutely. We've been very blessed with nice weather the past few years at Kansas City. I'm hoping it's the same this year. It'd be great to run in 45-degree weather. It sounds really nice right now.
I assume, theoretically, you'd be thinking of the half marathon, or what would you be training for this fall?
That's typically where I land for this race. I do enjoy the course a lot. It is challenging, but, you know, good challenges and just, you know, accomplish those. I'm going to try to do the half. I love the medals. I think they're amazing. They have been the past few years. I'm staring at my previous ones right now at my house. I'm excited. Going to try to get back into it and get out there and start training for a half marathon this fall. So
Tori's one of my running buddies that is a great runner, even though she might not say it. And I have several friends like you. I have one friend who does a 10K pretty much every day and tells me he'll never do a half marathon. And no matter how much I tell him, he just tells me it's never going to happen. And you're one of my friends that I know someday you're going to do a full, and I just keep asking you about it. So I totally know you could do it and love it. So I'm just gonna drop that little hint again. So whenever you do it, you know, we'd love to have you here in Kansas City for that one.
Yeah, someday I will hopefully be able to get there. My work schedule would have to calm down just a little bit, which isn't gonna happen anytime soon. But
so you'll just need to take off 3 straight months so you can train up for the full, and then you'll be good.
Exactly. It'll be totally fine. So it could be, you know, I could walk around it maybe.
So let's talk about that, because, I mean, your work schedule is crazy in normal times. It's stayed crazy or maybe even gotten busier with the coronavirus around. So just so everybody knows, we're talking here at the very end of July, and KC Pep Project had some exciting news that just came out. That you all have been contracted to run animal control services for the city of Kansas City, Missouri. Maybe you can talk about what exactly that means, because I know a lot of people know you already have an existing relationship with the city. So how has that changed with this new announcement?
Well, we've been contracted to run animal sheltering services for the city for the past 8 and a half years, and we have been running it as a very successful life-saving shelter. Really put Kansas City on the map in terms of our programs and the work that we're doing. We've had incredible growth over the past 8 years. Excuse me, when I started, there were 23 employees. We now employ over 100 people, and our team is actively growing. And we have our new shelter that's in Park. It's the Kansas City Campus for Animal Care, which is an incredible facility. If you haven't been, we are open. We're practicing social distancing. Everybody's required to wear a mask, of course, when they come in. But we're doing a lot to keep our team and the public safe when they come to the campus. But we're getting, you know, right now 30 to 40 dogs in a day, or 30 to 40 animals total in a day. And, you know, trying to adopt them all out, get them into foster homes. And it's just been really wild over the past 3 months, having to, like, change and adapt as the coronavirus has impacted our city. And then as of yesterday, yes, we did go to city council, where they passed our contract through to run animal control services for the city of Kansas City, Missouri. This is going to be new for us. The transition will start in September, where our team members will work alongside current animal health and public safety officers that have been doing this job. And then we will have full takeover of that contract with KC Pet Project running animal control services on December 1st. One of the first things we're doing is rebranding it. It'll just be our animal services division, and we are going to be actively hiring for a national director, and as well as the management and all of our staff for that department. So a lot of growth coming our way, and a lot of training, a lot of, you know, we have an amazing transition team that we're working with of the best in this industry, and really looking forward to everything that we'll be doing with that department.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations on that. That's definitely big news. We're speaking to Tori Fugate, Chief Communications Officer with KC Pep Project. You can check out their website, kcpepproject.org. We're speaking to Tori because KC Pep Project is our charity partner for the 2020 Garmin Kansas City Marathon. They've been one of our multiple charity partners for the past few years, but we wanted to start focusing on one organization each year that we could really highlight and promote. And we love working with KC Pep Project, and obviously a group who does a lot of good in Kansas City and has great people like Tori really leading the way. If people want to support KC Pep Project, I know I mentioned the website, kcpepproject.org. What are you all most in need of now? Do you need more foster families? Obviously, financial donations are always huge. What are some good ways for people to support if they're passionate about pets and passionate about Kansas City?
Yeah, I mean, we're doing a lot of really cool things right now, and a lot is getting ready to come down the line. So KC Pet Project is participating in this national pilot program. It's called Human-Animal Support Services, or HASS. And we are one of 14 pilot shelters that are in this initiative where we're reimagining the way that animal sheltering could be. So we've kind of taken a look at what we've learned during this pandemic, and we're going to be applying a lot of that to our new model of animal sheltering. So, you know, we have all of these elements that we adhere to, and just looking at ways to be more of a community resource. So we want the shelter to be sort of the hub of where all of the animal activity takes place. And it's not only the place that people come to adopt, or if they're looking for their lost pet or find a stray pet in Kansas City, they can bring it to us. But we want it to be more of a resource. So if somebody needs help with their pets at home, and this will definitely apply to when we take on the contract for animal control services, we want to, you know, find resources and find solutions for our community. We have 11,000 animals that came into our shelter last year, and that's a huge number for a city of our size. So we really want to take a look at why animals are coming in, and if there's anything that we can do to keep people and pets together, that's going to be a huge emphasis for us. So we're going to be opening up for a lot more volunteer opportunities for people. You know, maybe you don't want to come walk dogs at the shelter, but you'd like to help us with, you know, vaccination clinics and things like that out in the community and at the shelter. There's great opportunities there. Of course, fostering. We just recently opened back up our Dog Day Out program that people can sign up for to take a dog out for the day and just hang out with it and tell us, you know, how the pet did on the outside, which is great. We have short-term and long-term fostering opportunities available. Volunteering, donating, like you mentioned, is huge. We have our Amazon wish list that will be collecting donations not only for our pets in the shelter, but also pets out in the community that may need simple things like food, collars, leashes, tie-outs, things like that. So there's just so much that's happening, and our organization's growing, and it's just a really exciting time for us.
That's awesome. And hey, long term, I'm still looking for the Garmin Kansas City Marathon doggy running group. So if we can make this happen in your awesome setup at Swell Park, I think that'd be awesome.
Yes. Yeah. And we do have our very first inaugural 5K. It's the KC Rescue Run. That's going to be in October. We are actively exploring, you know, if this will take place in person or not. We are planning on it right now happening in person on the 24th of October, just right after the Kansas City Marathon. But there is a virtual option as well if people want to sign up for that, so that all the money raised from that event goes to help pets at our shelter. And so we're excited about our inaugural race this year, and hopefully it'll happen. So, but we're, wanting to keep people safe, and so we're looking at all the options around that race.
No, that sounds good. Speaking of Tori Fugate with KC Pep Project, before we wrap up, I got to ask you about the biggest news that we save for the end here. You've worked at the shelter more than 8 years, Tori, and you finally adopted a dog, it looks like, according to social media. So congrats. And then what made you take the plunge here after such a long time?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, the top question I get asked when people, you know, find out I work at the shelters, they're like, I don't know how you take them all home or how you don't take them all home. And it's like, well, you know, the great thing for me is that I do the marketing for the shelter. So if I fall in love with an animal, I post it on Facebook to 129,000 people and somebody will come and adopt it usually that day. But there was this something about this little, I love Pomeranians. I had a red Pomeranian that, passed back in October, and, you know, we were thinking about fostering during the pandemic, of course, because that was the cool thing to do, was fostering a pet. And I saw this video or saw a photo of an animal control officer that had posted this red pom with a broken leg and just knew instantly. I was like, okay, I gotta go find that dog. So, yeah, fostered him through his broken leg. He had a cast on for 12 weeks. And finally it was cleared by our medical team a couple days ago and decided couldn't live without Finn, so he's named after Finn because I'm a huge Star Wars fan.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah, he's a little mess, but I love him, so.
That's awesome.
I lasted 3,037 days before adopting a dog while working at the shelter.
Yeah, most things in life, you don't want to be called a failure, but a lot of people laugh about the term foster fail, and that's a pretty good thing when it comes to adoptable dogs. So congrats. We're all happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you to everybody who's running this year to support the pets and anybody that gives a donation. Whenever they register for the KC Marathon. So it all goes to help the 10,000 plus animals that we get in each year at our shelter. So we really appreciate it.
Yeah, that's a great point. When you're registering for the Garmin Kansas City Marathon, you will have the option to donate to KC Pet Project during the online registration. So if you want to give a buck, 10 bucks, 100 bucks, whatever you feel like, any amount makes a big difference. And if you want to learn more, donate, volunteer, really any of these things we've talked about, if you want to be a foster parent, check out their website, kcpetproject.org. Tori Fugate, Chief Communications Officer, thanks so much for your time, my friend, and we'll talk to you soon, yeah. Okay?
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, Tori Fugate from KC Pet Project joining us here. We will take a time out and come back and wrap things up. You're listening to the Garmin Kansas City Marathon Monthly Podcast here on 810WHB.com. Welcome back. Wrapping things up here on the latest edition of the Garmin Kansas City Marathon Monthly Podcast. I'm Race Director Dave Borcher. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hope you all are staying safe and healthy as we move towards the 2020 edition of the Garmin Kansas City Marathon on Saturday, October 17th. We will be out and about in the community in the next few weeks. So if you want to check out any of our safe, socially distanced group runs, we'll be attending on August 1st. We'll be up in the Northland with the KC Smart Runners group run. And again, all the details on these, you can check out either the Facebook pages of the groups I'm mentioning or check out our social media channels, specifically Facebook, at KC Marathon. But we'll be Saturday, August 1st with the KC Smart Runners group run in the Northland and then back up the following day again in the Northland, Sunday, August 2nd, with Donnie Danner and his Crazies in Orange, the Sunday Run Day group. So Saturday, August 1st, KC Smart Runners in the Northland, Sunday, August 2nd, Sunday Run Day group run up in the Northland, and Saturday, August 8th, we'll be with 816 Run Club running out of Westport with them, and one of the best things with them, they have the same vibe from Run 816, our great local running store who closed earlier this year, and usually some complimentary drinks, maybe an ice cold beer after that hot long run. So again, check out all those. And you can get all the details on social media at KC Marathon. August 1st, KC Smart Runners in the Northland. August 2nd, Sunday Run Day in the Northland. August 8th, 816 Run Club in Westport. And we'll continue to add more group runs throughout the weeks and months leading up to this year's Garmin Kansas City Marathon. And the best way to stay up to date with that is following us on social media at KC Marathon. We'll continue to also, as my dog goes crazy here during the taping of the last segment, we'll continue to also update safety guidelines and other things for this year's Garmin Kansas City Marathon. Updates on the race as we get closer. We'll email those out, of course, but the best way to get those is to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at KC Marathon for all the latest on this year's race. on Saturday, October 17th. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hope you all stay safe. Keep outside where it's much safer. Keep running. Stay healthy. Get that mental health release, as well as the endorphins you get. The runner's high is a real thing, and it's also great to get outside, get some fresh air, get some vitamin D. So hope you're staying outside, staying active, staying running, and hope your training is going well for the 2020 Garmin-Kansas City Marathon on Saturday, October 17th. All right, we'll talk to you all soon. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Dave Borchardt saying so long. You've been listening to the latest edition of the Garmin KC Marathon Podcast here on 810WHB.com. And I love you to you, but just how long can I keep singing?